This is Carl at the Vancouver Playhouse International Wine Festival. This is day two. I'm here with Bill Carpenter, proprietor for Hillside Estate Winery, and I'm going to ask Bill to tell us a little bit about the winery and the wines.
All right. Well, Hillside, it's got quite a story, quite a history. It's the oldest winery on the Naramata Bench. We've been around for 26 years. We have kind of seen the whole wine industry go up and down in BC, and we've been there through it all. And we're one of the wineries that has flourished. We've been voted best winery in the Southern Okanagan for the last 4 years in a row by our peers. We also have a 160 seat restaurant, so our whole lot in life is designed to provide that perfect food and wine pairing. So we actually work with our chefs when we create our wines, and our chefs work with our wine team when we create our menu. And the end result is the perfect combination. For instance, you can sit on our patio and have a beautiful, we call them crispy oysters, which is lightly sauteed panko coating, and it has a sun-dried tomato ancho chili cream sauce with Granny Smith apples. And if you have it with our Gewürztraminer, you just want to just stay on that deck for the rest of your life. It's so good.
Well, I can tell you that I was out at the winery over the summer, and I did spend some time in the restaurant and paired up with some wines, and it really is nice. Maybe you could tell me, say, your favorite red and white wine.
Okay, well, my favorite white wine is our Gewürztraminer, and it's extremely floral. But what we try to do with that wine is to do something a little different. We actually have three different vineyards, and each one of the vineyards we pick at a separate time, and they're fermented separately. So what we're trying to do, if you pick a Gewürztraminer grape a little earlier, it'll provide a bit more of a citrus grapefruit note. If you leave it hang for a while, it'll develop more of that classical rose petal note. So by picking it sooner and early and later, we combine those. So when you put the glass to your nose, you get this initial blast of ruby red grapefruit, followed by that lovely rose petal, and then a beautiful long finish. So that's my current favorite, although we do produce a lot.
And how about the reds?
The reds, I'd have to say, at this point in time, would have to be the Cabernet Franc. I think it's the hidden gem of the Okanagan. We've been doing it for a lot of years. And with all of our wines, we try to keep the pricing very, very reasonable. So that's a $22.99 Cabernet Franc. The Gewürztraminer is $17.99. And I'd have to say that's kind of on the lower quartile in pricing for BC wines.
You know, it's a very, very reasonable price. And for those people that are listening, could you let them know where they can pick up your wines?
Sure. Well, for the average consumer, we're in a broad variety of private wine stores throughout Western Canada. Our website actually has a full listing of everywhere where we sell our wine. We're also in fine dining establishments, and also at the winery, which is where we sell about 50%. We also do a fairly brisk business on our website sales, so we will ship our wine anywhere in Western Canada. Website is www.hillsideestate.com.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill.
Okay.